The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network on the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
Oh, we've got a good one today. Welcoming you inside Halas Hall. Pleased to be joined by a couple of starting linebackers. There's the Pro Bowl player, Lance Briggs. Yes. And yeah. One of your teammates, Nick Roach, has joined us as well. Both of you guys going to be playing a big role heading into the 2012 season. And, you know, the linebacker unit has been a popular topic of conversation so far this preseason. Do you understand it? If you could place yourself outside the building, you understand it. Why people are going crazy right now.
They love their linebackers.
There's a pretty good one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a city of linebackers. Absolutely. I mean, you know the names. You play with one of the all-time great linebackers.
I know there's a big stir right now because we have lost our first regular season game, and it's going to count against us going into the playoffs right now, and that's the reason why it's so important that people are worried that our starting linebacker, Mr. Urlacher, is not on the field. People are really concerned.
It's funny. A couple of years ago when you guys went 0-4 in the preseason, that was 2010, you know, the year he ended up playing the Packers for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Jeez. Urlacher would take the podium each week, no matter what the record was, and add in the four losses from the preseason.
Right.
I mean, are you – and for such a passionate football city, I mean, you know how passionate Bears fans are.
Oh, yeah.
Does it surprise you that 9 years running now with the head coach, Lovie Smith, you guys run things a certain way in the preseason? Does it surprise you that people get so worked up, good or bad,
Yeah. Depending
on what happens in these games?
I was watching TV today, and, you know, Marcellus Wiley picks teams that he thinks are going to be in the playoffs.
He liked you guys.
Even though it has no bearing on who gets into the playoffs, there were some Chicago Bear fans that were pleased with it probably or were happy, like, okay, yeah, my team's on there. But it's not going to help us get into playoffs team.
When you go through a preseason then, Nick, help me understand something. What do you look for? What are the indicators that you look for as a player that tell you, all right, I'm ready to go and the guys next to me are ready to go?
I know as a defense, we just look for the style of play that we always shoot for, just to play fast. You know, we don't want to be slow. Reading our keys, we want to be able to run to the ball. You know, that's really the only time we get to tackle. We don't tackle each other in practice. So just, you know, the full speed way that we play is something that we can only get done in games.
Nick Roach, Lance Briggs, Zach Zaidman with you here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. You know, it's interesting you mentioned tackling. We were talking with Rod Marinelli the other day, and the defensive coordinator of the Bears said that the things you cannot teach on the practice field, because once you start tackling people, guys get hurt. So you want to avoid that on the practice field. The preseason games, the only time that he, as a coordinator, can judge if guys are tackling correctly, if guys can sack the quarterback. So, I mean, you guys are veterans now. How do you get yourself in the right frame of mind and the right physical shape to be able to accomplish those things when the regular season rolls around?
I mean, we're not tackling in the game, but we do have thud periods. We do have periods where we're being physical and violent. We're hitting offensive linemen. Everything is live until you get to the ball carrier, you know. It's not like we're not getting ourselves in position to make tackles.
Right.
You know, it's just finishing or completing the play.
Just not to the ground.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, so I hear the term angles. He wants you guys to make sure you're taking the right angles to pursue the ball carrier.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What does that mean? When you play weak side linebacker, what does that mean?
That means if the play has gone away from me or the ball is thrown, I need to take the proper angle in order to get the tackle that I deserve.
Right. You need to run in such a way that you can't have an offensive player cut back all the way across the field. You know, those are the big plays. So
right. Because as a defensive player, you deserve to have a run-through tackle.
When you run to the ball.
When you run to the ball at good angles.
Right.
So Lance, during training camp, was asked at one point if the Bears are going to start tackling people. Go live, I believe, is the term you guys use. And he said he didn't want to get his hopes up. He heard a rumor that they might go live on that particular practice later that afternoon, but he didn't want to get his hopes up. So the guy clearly is a madman.
This guy right here?
Yeah, because Lance clearly wants to go out there and risk it all.
I guess I would be, too, if I was, like, one of the best at it. I'd be looking forward to it all the time.
What makes him one of the best at it?
Oh, my God.
No, please, hitting call people? Me Zach.
So, Lance, I mean, Lance, obviously, you know, he's just a good instinctive football player. But when it comes to hitting this guy, he's got great, you know, those angles that we talked about. He's always, you know, that's why he's always getting those blow-up shots because people, they try to cut back, but they end up running into – you know, a 250-pound wall.
So that's why when you hear people say that, you know, why don't they move Lance Briggs over to the middle? The reason is because he is so proficient at his position. Why would you play around with someone who is a – how many years has it been consecutive Pro Bowl player?
Seven.
Yeah. So when you're a seven consecutive time Pro Bowl player, why would you switch positions?
I couldn't imagine.
But is there? But has there ever been a part of you, ever in your time with the Bears, that where you wanted to kind of knock on the door and go, I don't know who you'd go talk to, Lovey, Babich,
Marinelli, Jerry Angelo,
even Phil Emery now, yeah. Phil Emery. Where and I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm saying where you knock on the door and you go,
I've done that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yes, you have, and very loud. You know, he's not quiet when he wants something. We've learned over the years. But have you ever thought about knocking on the door and saying, hey, you know what? I want to try this. I want to go to the middle. Just, you know, in the event.
Nope. I was a middle linebacker in college, and I had to make all the calls, all the adjustments. And everyone relied on me, you know, and it's been a long time. I've been spoiled for a long time. And I really enjoy going out, just playing football, echoing calls, getting down to distances, you know, leave all that stuff to, you know, the very important guys like Nick and Mike and Brian.
Nick, obviously one of the smartest guys on the team. He understands the defense, set people up. But the thing that I like is, go ahead.
How do you know that Nick is one of the smartest guys on the team? Not to take anything from you, Nick, but.
Have you spoken to him?
Absolutely. He's a Northwestern guy. Is that automatic? It's automatic tab.
Automatic.
Yeah,
that's true.
He's smarter than anybody in this room right now that's doing the radio show. Let's put it that way. And I don't consider myself to be an idiot.
Slouch,
so,
right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that says a lot about Nick. Now,
I agree with you.
But from what I understand, and just what, you know, I have this unique vantage point being down on the sidelines. He's not quiet on the field. Talking about Lance Briggs now.
No.
Nick, I mean, he adds his input, helps you out a little bit.
Nice. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. The mic has to do a lot of the calls, but the outside linebackers, they have to make adjustments. They give alerts on formations and, you know, where alignments are for the offensive guys. So Lance is always talking, you know, talking what the down and distance is situation. So he's a true vet.
He's good at the responsibilities that he's been asked to.
The best.
Yes, exactly.
Good relationship. You know, you throw stuff out there, you know, I'll throw stuff out, say, Nick, hey, is this, what do you think? You know, Nick's either going to say, yeah, let's do it, or he's going to say no. You know, and afterwards I'll say, Nick, why not? He was like, well, I looked it down a distance, and we don't do it on that distance. You know, there's things that he sees that I don't.
Well, what are we going to be hearing from you guys Friday when you take on the defending Super Bowl champs? We'll find out next with Lance Briggs and Nick Roach right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz, brought to you by Jimmy John's, is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday, 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Zach Sadman with you here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Pleased to be joined by the linebackers, Lance Briggs and Nick Roach. They call this the dress rehearsal for the regular season. Friday night's game in New Jersey against the Giants. Super Bowl champs. I mean, that's where you guys want to be. So do you get anything out of a game like this? Or, again, are we overhyping this because it's the preseason?
I think it's a good test. It's obviously a good test, and it's a game where, you know, all your starters are going to play a lot more. But, I mean, what does it determine, you know, in your season? I don't know. I mean, we played the Arizona Cardinals, you know, back in 06. In the third game, you know, they beat us up pretty good, and then we came back and we go to the Super Bowl that year. And we're the team that we thought they were, you know, that whole conversation. You know, it started in the third preseason game.
Right. I believe Dennis Green got mad because Matt Leinart had some success against the Bears during the preseason that year. Mm-hmm. Did not have a lot of success against you guys in the actual regular season game. Nick, this was one of the best games you will ever see.
I remember watching it.
It's at least in my time covering the team. That was a Monday night game that
I will never forget.
It was defense and special teams. I don't know what happened to the offense in that game, but the Bears somehow found a way to win it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fans leaving the game and then coming back. You know, it was great. It was great. I mean, we'll go down as one of the top games I've ever played in.
Were you in the locker room? Because when we were doing the post-game interviews in the locker room at the time, I remember that, the Cardinals were on their side, and Dennis Green was talking, and there was a TV monitor that was showing the speech. Were you one of those guys that was just looking up? And
I didn't really know about it until I was leaving. Someone said, you got to see this. But, being from University of Arizona, I got out fast. I had a lot of friends and family out there. We went, to a restaurant and watched the whole thing.
You know, you could make an argument, and you've seen just about all of his great games. That might be the best game in the regular season that Brian Urlacher's ever played.
It has to be, if not the one of the top two.
Now, that's the kind of pressure you have, Nick.
I don't feel that.
You got to get to near 30 right. tackles, buddy.
I don't feel that pressure, fortunately.
But that's the cool thing about it. I think – And Lance, you've been around since 04 for a variety of different reasons. When Urlacher hasn't been in there, no one's saying that he's not. He keeps saying September 9th is the day. You guys say it. But when he hasn't been on the field in games that count, there have been issues. Mm-hmm. But I would make the argument this year, you guys are probably best equipped to handle Urlacher not being on the field if possible. And what I mean by that is Nick's had experience playing the middle linebacker mm-hmm. position. And offensively, I mean, you guys face this offense every day. This is quite a unit they've assembled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think, our defense was here. It's 11 guys, and it relies on just everybody doing their job. But when you get special players, special guys to do those jobs, that's what makes it what it is. So, obviously, nobody's going to replace Brian, but, there are guys that can play Mike linebacker.
And it's you, Nick.
Yeah.
It is you. Now, I mean, there are a lot of things that at this point, with our defense, every year there are a bunch of things that we'd like to do, if Brian were to go down, or on years where Brian goes down, or games where he's not going to be there, it takes a lot of the confidence from coaches to be able to try to do certain things mm-hmm. with our defense, or try a few, try something new or try something different, but what we went back to, us being equipped, better equipped, is that Brian can be down and we're not going to change the things that we do, because Nick is very comfortable and he's a great leader and he'll lead us in that way.
And Nick, the stuff that you went through in 2009, it was rough, and it wasn't just you. I mean, there were some injuries in the interior of the defensive line that I think kind of hampered the way you guys wanted to play. But going through, I'm sure it was tough at the time in 09, going through that benefits you now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tough times will always make you better. And so going through that now, I understand just the challenges, what to expect. When you play Mike linebacker in practice, a lot of things like crowd noise, stadium, just them playing music in the stadium, and you're tired trying to make a call, all that stuff, you don't get that in practice. So being able to go through that and understand, you have to overcome that to still get the defense in position to play, get Lance in the right spot just so he can go run and get Pep lined up and get Peanut the call so he can play his coverage. Those are the important things that the Mike has to do, let alone, knowing my job and just, setting everybody up.
Because there are rules that every defensive player, you guys call them keys, but there are rules that every player in the Bears defense has to follow no matter what the offense does. So if you guys do that correctly as a fundamental rule, you'll be okay. But then there's also, because you've been in this defense for a while, you can kind of anticipate how an offense is going to attack you based on a certain game situation. So the other big key for the linebacker, and this is where, when you look at Urlacher, this is one of the reasons he's going to the Hall of Fame someday, his ability to anticipate and know every ounce of this defense and what they're doing on the other side, mm-hmm. and when he can call it out mm-hmm. to give you guys enough time to move around. Is this something you're still working on?
Yeah, it's a lot harder than it looks. Even when you see Brian do it, you think, oh, yeah, they got that formation, he'll call this. But when you're in there and you're thinking about, okay, what did I just say? What's the call? Where I got to line up? down, you know, what's the down distance? And then you think, oh, what's my checklist of calls I can make right now? To be able to go through that fast, as fast as he does. And then, yeah, and then, you know where you're going, yelling an alert as soon as the ball snap to, you know, Lance, watch this while you're going to your spot. You know, it's a lot harder than it just looks.
Hey, Nick, what's the call again? What's the call again?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Five people, you know. Oh, I mean, yeah. You know, it's just when you're in the game, everybody, sometimes they can't make it back to the huddle. So you got to yell out to the DBs while
Sure. Sometimes I forget the calls as fast as it comes in.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, over two.
Yeah. You think about a lot, man. You know, after a play goes on, you're trying to evaluate what just happened while you're hearing the next call. You know, sometimes you forget. And then, you know, it's just what it is.
See, the thing that hits me in the head right now when you guys talk about this is there are a couple of defensive starters that are banged up across the board here. So you have a bunch of new guys that are in there. So there's got to be that challenge of establishing chemistry with them, especially for you, Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's you know, that's the whole thing about just getting reps to experience is what builds the confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, when you play with a different group of guys, you know, you communicate differently. So when I'm in there with Lance, you know, we have a different way of telling each other where we're going to go or, you know, like you joke, you know, do you want that or, you know, you want this? And sometimes it is an alert. And sometimes we're like, oh, yeah, do it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just learning how to play off each other.
And one of the reasons I bring that up is at the safety position, once again, unfortunately, injuries have kind of taken their toll. It's nice to have, kind of like you, a player like Craig Steltz that you can slide in who understands, been in this defense for a little bit and understands what's going on back there, right?
Oh, yeah. Steltz is seasoned, man. He's a guy that he brings his hard hat every time he comes out to play. And he's a guy who every time he gets on the field, he proves every time that he's out there that he should be out there.
Right. That's Lance Briggs. Nick Roach is along as well. Coming up, how does the Bears offense make you guys better as a defense? That's next here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Along with middle linebacker slash strong side linebacker Nick Roach and weak side Pro Bowl linebacker Lance Briggs, I'm Zach Saban. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. The Bears thank Giordano's Famous Stuffed Pizza for providing dinner tonight. Stop by one of their 40 Chicagoland locations for the city's favorite stuffed pizza and visit Giordano's.com. All right, so you go out there on the practice field in Bourbonnais and, you know, Brandon Marshall lines up on one side. You've got Devin Hester, maybe with Alshon Jeffrey or Earl Bennett out there. You got a Pro Bowl running back wearing 22. Sometimes they put in a another very talented back wearing 29. You've got number 6 back there slinging the ball. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to think about when you're playing defense now in practice against the Bears offense.
Not to be excited for. I think for a lot of years, the city of Chicago fans are kind of used to us going from, you know, we're going to run through quarterbacks. We're going to have try another guy at quarterback. We're going to have to rely on defense and just don't turn the ball over, defense and special teams. You know, you have a team where you have so many offensive weapons, you know, either from signing or re-signing. And you have a guy like Cutler, you know, I just think offensively the sky's the limit. You know, all you got to do is be able to get the ball into those guys' hands and they're going to make something happen special. So it's great for the city, for us, for everyone.
You guys used to think you could win it with defense and special teams alone. I mean, there was a time where you almost did it.
Yep.
You know, a few years back. But seeing how the NFL has evolved and being the veteran that you are, Lance, you need offense to win.
You do. We all need each other. You know, it's a three-phase year or sport. But I think it's something that defensively you still need defense to win championships. But if you have an offense, I mean, you are eons above other teams that don't have it.
You know, you mentioned defense, and everyone knows that the offense is a big part of it, especially you're in a division where Green Bay is coming off a year in which the Packers scored 35 points a game. Mm-hmm. The Lions were averaging 30 points per game. You know, and the Bears, prior to the Cutler injury, over the first 10 games of the season, you guys were averaging 27 points per game, but it was a combination of all three phases, mm-hmm. more so than just the offense handling its role. Then you look at the Super Bowl, and you see the team that's won two championships out of the last 5 years. When you look at the Giants, and you see how they do it, I mean, it's kind of the way you guys want to do it. Up front, get that pressure, drop seven guys back to kind of watch where the ball goes, take it away, and make plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, they're a well-coached team. That's another reason it'll be a good test because, you know, even in a preseason, you can tell the well-coached teams will always test your rules, always mm-hmm. test your fundamentals, and just they're going to play hard. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a good one.
What's the thing, and you've seen it over the years, what's the thing that surprises teams when they take on the Bears defense? Because people say you guys have a good defense, but sometimes I feel as though they don't there's not the proper respect for what you guys do on a regular basis. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So you're saying what surprises you about what teams?
What do you notice when you're taking on an opponent when they the things that you can't see on video when you're studying and scouting the Bears leading into a game? Is it knowledge of the system? Is it the anticipation ability?
Well, I definitely think the teams, they know how we're going to play. You know, they know the style of football that they're going to be facing, you know, and even though we play in that Tampa 2 type of system, you know, it's the players that we have, it's the way that they play. You know, it's worrying about Julius Peppers out there, you know, isolated on their left tackle. You know, we might not be able to get a chip on him. You know, is he going to be one-on-one? Can we get a double team? And if we double team him, then Henry Melton's going to be one-on-one. You know, if we don't, you know, get the one-on-one with him, then, you know, one of our linebackers, Lance Briggs or Nick Roach, you know, or Geno Hayes, are they going to give us fits? What are we going to do? Are we going to have to get the ball out fast? If we get the ball out fast, is Charles Tillman or Tim Jennings going to make a play on it?
Right.
You know, or our safety is going to make a break on it and jar the ball open or make a pick and get back. There are a lot of things to worry about when you're playing the Chicago Bears defense.
I believe that's called organized chaos.
Absolutely.
But it only works if you get that pressure up front.
Yes.
Right.
Because then you can have all those guys doing their thing. Now, when you practice against give me an idea, because you see it like a seasoned defensive player. When you watch the Bears offense and you see all the different mismatches that can be created,
mm-hmm.
what's going to be the toughest thing to have to try and stop for opponents taking on the Bears offense?
I think the balance. Honestly, I mean, what can't the offense do? You know, like you said, the backfield, you know, you got Forte, you got Mike back there. We could run it all game, or we could move the ball downfield all game on the outside. So it's just a matter of having to account for everything that will keep everybody on their toes.
And let's say that you have they have a 6-1 corner, you know, that's neutralizing Brandon Marshall. They're D linemen, they're getting up the field, and they're, you know, getting in the holes, and they're stopping Matt Forte. You know, we're getting shut down on the other side, Devin or Alshon, whoever's over there, Earl. But they have a 5'10", 5'11" linebacker that's covered up over Kellen Davis.
Right.
You know, there's a way. There's always going to be a way, you know, and Mike Tice, their offensive coaches, they're very smart and they know how to take advantage or create those mismatches. You know, they're going to find a way. We have too many weapons, too many athletes and guys that can play.
Right.
And if the offense is as good as I think most people believe, especially you guys, the extra rest that you're going to get watching them, is that going to translate into bigger plays for the defense?
I know for me, being on the punt team, it is. Mm-hmm. You know, not having to go run down on the punt and go straight to defense as often will be a big deal for me.
Arrested defense is a dangerous defense.
Especially when your team is the team on top. I think one of the reasons the Packers have had such an advantage over the last few years is opponents know what you guys are going to do because they generally have the lead. They're playing with the lead.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a time, 2006, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Bears defense was taking the field mm-hmm. often with a lead.
Yep.
And that was not fun for the opposing quarterback and the opposing offense. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, what's it like inside the Bears linebackers room? Because so many different personalities. And sometimes it seems as though maybe the guy sitting next to me, Nick Roach, is probably the most serious of the bunch. The other guys, Am I wrong? Well, let's find out next with Lance Briggs and Nick Roach right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago starting September 9th. Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago starting September 2nd. It's all part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Zach Zabeman, pleased to be joined by linebackers Lance Briggs and Nick Roach here on the show. And one of the things that we like to do here on Bears All Access is take fans into places they can't go. One of those places is inside the locker room and inside the meeting rooms, where you guys can kind of let your hair down if you have some left, that kind of thing. And I just think it's a very interesting group that Bob Babich is in charge of, the linebackers coach, because you got the future Hall of Famer Urlacher, Lance Briggs, the perennial Pro Bowl player, who I think is trying his hardest to make that push for the Hall of Fame. I haven't talked to him about it, but maybe we will in a little bit. You've got Nick Roach here, who is, the quiet guy of the group, or am I wrong here?
I definitely wouldn't say the quiet guy in the group.
Who's the quiet? Because you've got the MMA clone in Blake Costanzo.
I can tell you right now who the quiet guy. Quiet guy is any rookie that's in our room.
That's a good thing.
That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. I would say the most vocal guys in our room, Brian, Nick, myself, and Blake. Mm-hmm. By far the most, I would say the most vocal, you know. I think it's natural, it comes natural for Blake, you know. Yeah. All of me, Brian, and Nick, we've been in the system a very long time, you know. We just understand, we're vets. And, you know, everybody else, they are vocal. It's just not in that meeting room.
Right, I can't imagine Geno Hayes is vocal, because he's always busy tweeting. He's either playing or tweeting. I don't know how he has time to work out. I don't know how he has time to go grocery shopping. How does he find? I've never seen anyone tweet as much, and it doesn't matter, player, non-player, human being. No one tweets as much as Geno Hayes.
He's obviously a talented multitasker.
Yes,
he is. I've never seen him tweet. I guess, but he's always where he's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, he's always in meetings on time and doing his job on the field. So.
But you know when he's not, because the Twitter timeline goes crazy.
What does he talk about on Twitter?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I was going to ask you guys that. I don't know if, and I know we're helping his Twitter account here by mentioning it on the air, but there are times where it's like he's having a conversation with someone, but you're not quite sure who, and you caught it in the middle.
Is he the type of guy who, you know, will have a conversation and then, like, add in action? Like, I just coughed and coughed.
Yes, he appears to be one of those guys.
Oh, I just sneezed.
Yeah. So apparently you guys follow him too.
No, I don't.
Which is good. And I'm telling you, it'll clear up. There's a lot less clutter in your life if you're not following Geno Hayes on Twitter. Sometimes he gets real serious, sometimes. Mm. But most of the time, I don't know what it means. All right, Costanzo, what's he brought to the room? What does he bring to the field? Because Lovie singled him out for his play in a reserve role the other night against the Redskins.
You got to love a guy like Blake.
Yeah.
You know, the way he plays the game one way, and that's full speed, you know, and regardless if he's doing the right thing or the wrong thing, plays it fast. And if you play fast, if you're wrong, you allow those that are coming from behind you to make you right.
Yeah.
You know, and so for a guy who's kind of just got thrown into a position, you know, he's picked up pretty fast.
Yeah.
In Geno Hayes, and we joked about it earlier, but it helps to have a guy whose experience, played in this league, isn't wowed by being on the field in a game, and probably gives you guys, you haven't had that fourth linebacker with experience in a little bit, so that helps.
Yeah, Geno, like you said, he's experienced, so when he gets in, it's not the first time he's seeing the way offenses will attack us, especially at the, you know, way our defense plays in that position. So, it's always good to have that extra experience in the room.
There was Dom DeCicco, who's banged up. He's dealing with a little bit of an injury now, but you know, was really making his mark on special teams.
Yeah.
He seems to be one of those quiet guys you talked about.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's a young guy, though. You know, he's a young guy. That's to be expected. We were all quiet, you know, I mean, when we were rookies and young, that young. But, you know, these are guys that show up on tape.
Right.
JT Thomas, another guy who's trying to make his mark. So yeah. I imagine he's another one of those quiet guys.
Yeah, he's a quiet guy, just works.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right. Have you, in your time with the Bears, has there been a guy that was young that maybe wasn't quiet in that room?
Wasn't quiet?
That didn't fit?
That didn't fit, I'm just personality-wise. Although I'm guessing if the guy was a player, then it wouldn't really matter, because then you can take anybody in if they're doing it the right way on the field. You don't have to mention names.
I'm just going to go right out there and say it, because, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's doing well. He's got a degree from Stanford, so he's doing great right now. But you know, Michael Okwo, he just wasn't a great fit, you know. We loved the guy.
Yeah.
We loved him. He just wasn't a great fit, you know, and that's just the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way it was. Interesting guy. But
he's smart. I mean, he was
extremely
yeah. smart. You guys had a bunch of smart guys in the locker room back then.
Yeah, now we got Nick.
you guys.
Oh, man. So in the locker room now, defensively, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's come to that point where you and Brian, you guys are the older dog. I'm not just talking about the linebacking unit. I
you
mean,
said
the
oldest.
Yeah, they're the old dogs.
Patrick.
Oldest.
Manelli.
That's the other side of the locker room. That's the, you know, he's part of that offensive line group and special teams. I'm talking about for the Bears.
For the Bears and
oldest.
Bears only.
Oldest.
Peanut, us three.
Man.
Us three.
Now, when you first came into the locker room as a Bear, early at 93, I mean, 2003.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
no, you shaved your head.
You
you're bald now.
You came in 93.
93.
Could you imagine? Lord. Lance is. Then you'd definitely be in the
right.
Hall of Fame.
First player ever drafted right out of Pee Wee football.
Whoa.
But in all seriousness, when you came in 2003, who was the guy in that room?
Brian.
It still was, right?
It was Brian, Warwick Holdman. Roosevelt Colvin had just left. So the year before, I think he was a player that Brian looked up to a lot, you know, because he talked about him often. He
right, because that was the transition was taking place.
Right.
As a leader.
Sean Harris was there, and, you know, some of those guys were there. And so when I got in there, you know, it was I just remember Warwick. I remember Brian. And I said, I got to get on this field somehow, some way.
Were you quiet back then?
Oh, yeah.
So
I was quiet in that room.
You did it the right
way.
It
was like I had mind control, though.
Because
yeah, when I was around those guys, I was quiet.
Yeah, but Charles Tillman, who came in with you, he was not quiet as a rookie.
That's why he got taped up and thrown in the cold zone.
Which has happened in New York this week. It's a big story. Don't know why. Lance Briggs and Nick Roach are guests here on Bears All Access. When we come back, we're going to play some games with these guys next, right here on The Score. Tune in to Bears Insider, brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak and Bears head coach Lovey. Sunday nights at 7 p.m. starting August 27th on News Radio 780 WBBM and 105.9 FM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Zach Zabeman, pleased to be joined by Nick Roach and Lance Briggs here on Bears All Access.
Yes.
And it's time to have some fun here on the show, a game that we like to call Are You a Bears Authority? Brought to you by Sports Authority, where I ask a question, and if you know the answer, all you have to do is hit the buzzer just like that. Lance clearly has Arizona education. It's paying off. So,
yeah.
Bear down, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Arizona.
So it's a best of seven. So whoever's got the most right after seven questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Lance, you're going to be playing for Bears fan John Olson from Chicago. And Nick, you're going to be playing for Bears fan Jeff Bock from Chicago. And if you're listening right now and you want to play one of our future games, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page, where you can also listen to all of our shows. A lot of pressure here. A lot of pressure. Ready? Take a deep breath and begin the festivities. Question number one. Matt Tuina was a sixth-round draft choice in the 2007 draft. What teams, Nick?
The Bengals.
Correct.
You can see the paper.
Chill out, man.
No, he can't. It's double paper. There's no way he can see through this.
I can see it from here.
Yeah, well, you're not seeing the questions or the answers. All right, here we go. Question number two. And again, Nick has a 1-0 lead. That means Jeff Bock from Chicago has a 1-0 lead over Lance's guy, John Olson. All right, here we go. Question two. What high school did Brian Urlacher?
Levington.
Look at that.
Woo!
All right, we are tied at one, and we have some festivity.
Hey, it will not be a spotter, man. Wait,
you've been to Levington, right?
Yes.
What's it like? Be honest.
There's a lot of not a lot of things there.
A lot of knots.
Is it interesting because you met the Urlacher, the finished product, you know, the big star playing for the Bears at the time you got here, and knowing what you knew about Brian.
Explains a lot. Explains a whole lot.
Did you meet his childhood friends?
Like, Oh, yeah.
What's
you
that
see
like?
His childhood friends now. You know what I mean? A lot of them come to Chicago all the time and hang out with him. He keeps the close-knit group.
Yeah, because to me, it's fascinating to go from such a small town, the big bright lights of Chicago, and he's adjusted to it. It wasn't easy, but he's adjusted to it.
Oh, he's adjusted. You can see him on commercials. He's definitely adjusted.
Yeah, and, you know, Lance grew up in Sacramento. I mean, it's
big
hardcore,
time city.
Hardcore.
What?
Big
the
hardcore.
Valley.
Yeah.
The Sacramento Valley. Crazy.
And of course, Nick grew up in suburban Chicago, the place called Milwaukee, right?
Whoa, whoa.
I mean,
whoa. It's a major city.
Brewers.
Thank you.
Yes. It's brewing.
They don't have an NFL team. All right. Question number three. Game tied at one, by the way, here. Game tied at one. Question number three. Which branch of the military did Charles Tillman's father serve in? Nick.
Air Force?
Incorrect. And Lance is laughing at
you. He don't know. That's why
he
laughed.
You can answer the question.
I'm going to just say the Army.
Correct. Oh, that's why he was laughing.
He didn't know that.
That's why I said it. Because I didn't know it. Because I said it that way.
There you go.
Oh, man. So Lance has a 2-1 lead over Nick here in this best of seven. Question number four. This is a multiple choice question, so hear me out. In the 2008 season, Julius Peppers had a career high in sacks. How many did he have that season? A, 20, B, 17 and a half, C, 14 and a half, D, 11.
Can you give me those?
2008 season. 2008 season. 2008 season, Julius Peppers had a career high in sacks. So in 08, career high in sacks for Peppers. What was the number? A, 20, B, 17 and a half, C, 14 and a half, D, 11. Lance.
I'm going with 14.
He's right.
Nice.
Nice
guess again.
I didn't know that one,
another
too.
Nice guess.
It's crunch time. You know, are you surprised? When you guys watch this guy every single day and you watch him in games and you see the attention that's paid to him by the opponent, are you surprised the numbers aren't higher? Or do you understand it because of what's happening?
Because of what's happening right now.
I mean, he's held on every play.
But he's
doubled.
He's doubled.
And
chipped,
held.
Chipped and held on every play. But he allows everybody else opportunities. Mm-hmm. And he's great against the run. I mean, he's an all-around monster.
Okay, now, being that you guys
of the Midway,
since you're striving for perfection, do you feel like you guys have not taken full advantage of everything he brings to the field? I'm talking about the rest of you guys, because of the opportunities that are available.
Well, never until we get a ring.
That's a great answer. Damn. All right, now it's crunch time here in this game. Again, Lance leads Nick 3-1. So
three.
The next question.
I thought it was two.
Three.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Cheaters.
Question number five. Which African country was Israel attacked?
Ah, come on.
Nigeria!
You didn't finish the question, though. That's not the rest
of
the
question.
That's not the rest of the question.
It's easy when you're African-American to know those countries.
Oh, man. And do you want to play for pride here, the remaining questions here? All right, question number six was, how many interceptions does Bears linebacker Geno Hayes have in his four-year NFL career?
Five.
Wrong.
Is that a multiple choice question?
You can answer it. It's not a multiple choice.
No, I don't know.
He's close, though. It was four.
Oh, I was...
four. You're right, Lance. And then where did Bears cornerback Kelvin Hayden play his college ball?
University of Illinois.
All right, man, this
the
guy.
Fighting Illini.
You guys were in school around the same time, right? No.
He played in the Super Bowl with.
He's his eighth.
He's played in the Super Bowl against.
He did. And we all remember. How much grief have you given him for that?
How can I give him grief and he has a ring?
He does, but you know.
Like Tim Jennings, he's worn his ring.
Do they? Oh, in the locker room, they've worn their championship rings.
Tim Jennings has.
Oh, really?
He deserves.
Does he do it to show off or?
No, I think he did it. He just does it because he won a Super Bowl.
He got it.
When you see it, man, that's why you play. There's nothing else left in the game.
Mm. No. Maybe a coaching opportunity. Maybe a radio show. Maybe a Bears All Access is left after that.
All right, coming up next, and believe me, don't take that lightly. There's something special about the Bears All Access shows. When we come back, Hall of Fame Lance Briggs. Do the two words, two sentences go together, so to speak?
Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's first. After that, let's see. If you get the Super Bowl, then does the Hall of Fame thing begin to kind of hit you in the back of the head?
No, not really. I really like the song, though.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll explore what Lance just had to say. Briggs and Roach on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Along with Lance Briggs and Nick Roach, I'm Zach Zabin. Our final few moments here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. And, you know, before the start of training camp, Lance Briggs was asked about by a bunch of members of the media, you know, is this the best Bears team you've ever played on in terms of the personnel that's been assembled? And I've yet to meet a player say no. You know, that's not the right answer to give. You said, can you wait until we have training camp at least first? What have you learned about this group in the brief time that you've had a chance to practice this summer?
I learned that the potential on paper has now become a physical potential, you know, that is still yet to be met. You know, we don't have one win in our win column during a regular season. You know, we've only taken a step to giving ourselves a chance at being successful this season. So we have a lot of work to do. You know, you can't crown anybody in September.
You've been to the big game, so you know what it takes to get there, mm-hmm. and then how far you have to go to win it once you get there.
Yeah.
So when do you know in the middle of a season that you have something special brewing? Is there a point where you go, right, things might cook here?
Right. Yeah. You can get through, you know, some of those first games. You know, you start stacking some wins. Your confidence just really grows. And even though we all believe in what we're doing, it just, you know, you know, it's kind of like what Floyd Mayweather said. You know, he was like, you know, I'm going into this fight. I've never lost a fight. The guy I'm going into this fight has lost a fight before. You know, so at some point during that fight, he's going to think, you know, if he gets caught a couple good shots on him, he's going to think, hey, well, damn, is it happening again? Mm. You know, he was like, I don't know what that feels like. You know, if you don't know what that feels like, then, you know what I mean? Right, where does your confidence lie, right, you know?
Mm. It's interesting that you bring it up because the last few years in the NFL, for whatever reason, it's the team that's been hot late that's ended up rolling. You know, you saw it with the Packers mm-hmm. a couple of years ago, the Giants last year. You know, and the Bears always talk about starting fast. But is there something to maybe after Thanksgiving where there's a certain level that has to get stepped up?
The second part is finish strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about that. It's start fast to give yourself a chance, like Lance said. But then, you know, if you don't finish strong, it's kind of like coming out the blocks fast and getting hawked down by Usain Bolt, you know.
Very true. Like, it's not going to matter if you get the baton and you're at a level, you know, you're on a level playing field with Usain Bolt. You know, if you're tied with Usain Bolt, because you're going to lose.
You're going to lose.
You're going to need to have a good long head start before Usain Bolt gets the baton.
Got
to
get out.
Yes.
True. You guys got out to a 7-3 start a mm-hmm. year ago. And this is why you need a little luck, too,
right,
when it comes to the health.
But the start that we had, it gave us an opportunity for those next four games to get in the playoffs. You know, had we not have started fast, we wouldn't even have had that opportunity.
Right.
You know, we'd have been playing for pride, you know, early on.
Yeah.
How tough have the last 2 years been because of the opportunities that were there? You make it to the NFC Championship game. You know all the work that you're putting in now. You get all the way to the final game you can play in the NFC, and then you get bounced out. And then last year, things start to roll. You know, after a little bit of a rough start, things start to roll. and then you hit the easy portion of the schedule, quote unquote, and things fall apart.
The easy point of the NFL schedule. I love for anybody who thinks any part of your schedule is easy to come out and play the game. Yeah. It just sucks. It was an opportunity missed for us, and we won't take that opportunity for granted.
All right. Now, let's get to this Hall of Fame stuff, because it's clear Brian Urlacher's Hall of Famer, right?
Yes.
There's
no doubt.
Right. Now, you have done some interesting things right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And is that – obviously, you don't think about it before a championship,
mm-hmm.
but you think about it. Come on. Be honest.
I only think about it because people bring it up. You know, people ask me all the time about it, or people ask me, you know, how I feel about it or this or that. But outside of that, it's not – it's really not that big a deal to me. You know, I just want to – I really love to play football. I want to come out, play football, I want to win a championship.
Is he being honest right now?
100%. What you got to know about these guys, you know, Lance O'Brien, that's why it's an honor to play with these guys, because they don't get caught up in what they should be getting, or, you know, any kind of, you know, none of the media stuff that comes with it. They just – they're honest teammates. You know, they love the locker room. They love playing hard and just – they make competing fun. And, you know, when you have two freak athletes doing that, Hall of Fame is a possibility.
This is when you learn if someone loves the game. You know, during the tough times when you just kind of have to – everyone wants to start the season and play in a real game.
Yeah.
It's the work that it takes. And you've – the training that it takes now that you're a little bit older.
Yeah.
You know, you're not spry like Nick is.
Yeah.
You know, is
– you're saying wet behind the ears? What do you mean?
Hey, settle down there.
27.
We're on the radio.
27.
But in all seriousness, your training regimen must have changed at some point.
Yeah.
You're boxing now?
Yeah, I've been boxing for the last 6 years. I train with, you know, college. I've trained at the University of Arizona, NC State this year. You know, you do what you've always done to prepare you.
You know, it's amazing how someone can look like Urlacher. And then someone who can look like Lance, and both can be high-level players.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just saying.
What are you getting at?
I'm saying Lance doesn't look like Urlacher.
Yeah, right. But they're both impressive. You're saying
they're both impressive as players. Yes.
Oh, and looks, yeah. And looks as well.
It's not for me to judge. I'm just saying that.
Wow!
I just took a hit.
Well then, see you guys next time.
We come in all shapes, sizes, colors.
This is true.
Languages.
But that's what's amazing about the NFL, because there's more than just the physical stuff. It's
in there.
It's the inside.
It's what you got inside.
Drive. It's the desire. You know, you were talking about Costanzo. He looks worse than him. And
taking some big hits here.
I am so lucky.
Not buying into that.
You know, you asked me where I've been for the last few years. Well, I haven't been on the show.
Right. He wonders.
Right. I took a lot of hits last time I was on the show. I'm still taking them now.
No, trust me. All he has to do is ball up a fist and strike me, and I guarantee you the tone will change. It was a pleasure having you on the show again, Lance. Thank you so much for joining us. Nick, thank you. I hope you guys get your middle linebacker back and
we get
to slide over.
We certainly will.
And, you know, there's some high hopes for the Bears this season.
Yes, there is.
Good luck. Greg Miller, our producer, Paul Zarang, who helped us blast through the speakers of your radio. I'm Zach Zabin saying so long. This has been Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.